And in our top story today, the fiscal cliff is still looming. We're going to look at how it could affect Chattanooga. Lower-income families could have a hard time finding housing in Chattanooga if Washington goes off that so-called fiscal cliff. Broken sidewalks along city streets could stay broken. More dilapidated houses could remain in our neighborhoods.
The fiscal cliff, that's the nickname for automatic cuts and tax increases that will start on the federal level if Washington lawmakers don't agree on a new budget.
Some of those cuts could have a very direct impact on cities like Chattanooga.
Lots of people don't realize that activities that are supported by the city, that there's really a federal grant behind it.
This is Michael Wallace from the National League of Cities. The group recently sent a letter to Congress urging lawmakers to consider the effect that going over the fiscal cliff could have on cities.
So if you're getting after school care that's provided by the city,
yeah,
it's probably the community development block grants behind it.
The grant Wallace is talking about, which people just refer to as the CDBG, comes from the federal government. It's meant to help cities improve communities. Chattanooga's been getting the grant since 1975, and now it makes up about half of the budget for our community development funding in Chattanooga.
The city got $1.6 million this fiscal year from that grant. Some of the things it's being used for are helping lower-income people with home repairs, running an after-school program for girls, and demolishing dilapidated buildings. Sandra Gober, the manager of Chattanooga's Office of Community Development, says the grant has had a visible effect on the city over the years.
Particularly between the river and the ridge, and I don't believe you'd be able to walk down a single street without seeing a house or a sidewalk or even a rec center that has not been impacted by the use of these dollars.
But CDBG money has actually gone down quite a lot over the years. Back in the 70s, the city got more than $6 million a year. Gober says the diminishing funds limit what the city can do.
As the grant has gone down over the years, are funds coming from elsewhere, or is there just less being done in terms of home ownership and, you know, sidewalk improvements and home improvements, stuff like that?
Obviously, with less funding available, you can only do so much.
Wallace from the National League of Cities says there could be other repercussions.
If you suffer a setback in terms of federal funding at a bad time, say you're in the middle of a project, well, you've invested several years of federal and local monies into a neighborhood, you know, trying to redevelop it. If suddenly you have a partner at the federal level significantly reduce its stake in that, it's going to be difficult to maintain those investments without some backsliding.
Michael Wallace also said that Section 8 housing grants are on the chopping block. That money helps lower-income people pay rent.
And if we want to understand how Chattanooga would be affected by the cuts, we should look at how the entire state of Tennessee would be affected too.
Tennessee is one of the top states at risk in terms of losing federal grant money, money that helps our budget. We're number 5, actually.
That's according to a Pew Center study.
I talked to Ann Stauffer from the Pew Center. She said, talking about states in general, that there are 5 main areas that could see decreased funding if we go over the fiscal cliff.
Title I grants to local educational agencies, that's K-12 education. Special education grants to states. Head Start, the Special Supplemental Nutrition Program for Women, Infants, and Children, usually known as WIC. And public and Indian housing. So those are sort of give you a sense of the types of programs that would be subject to the sequester.
So a lot of the cuts that we're talking about would hit low-income families. What about the middle class?
Well, if Washington goes over the fiscal cliff, middle-class families could also be hit with a tax increase. President Obama says average families would see a tax hike of about $2,000.
Mr. Obama and House Speaker John Boehner talked Wednesday night about the cliff, but reached no agreement.
The deadline is December 31st.
For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Michael Edward Miller.
And I'm Mary Helen Miller.